USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has failed to overturn President Trump's veto of a resolution blocking his national emergency declaration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged members to override the president's veto on constitutional grounds.
We take an oath to the Constitution, not to the President of the United States.
Republican Mike Rogers said this is not about the Constitution.
I've been on the Homeland Security Committee since it was established as a select committee after 9/11. Not one time in the history of that committee has there been any partisan dispute about the need for a barrier at the wall until Donald Trump became president.
The vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to override the president's veto, leaving only legal challenges standing in the way of the president's border wall. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the NASDAQ up 54. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The latest report on the most stolen cars is out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The new study for drivingtests.org ranks Nissan's new Altima as the most stolen new car on the market. The study ranks the Honda Civic the absolute favorite among car thieves. Thieves make off with about 45,000 of them each year, slightly more than Honda Accords. They have different tastes in different parts of the nation, though. Honda Accords are the most stolen vehicles on the East Coast, while Ford and Chevy pickups are the favorites for thieves in the South and the Midwest.
In Chicago, an angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to charges being dropped against Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice.
Smollett insists he never lied to police or prosecutors.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The battle over health care has resumed in Washington.
The Republican Party will soon be known as the Party of Health Care. You watch.
Health care back center stage after a major reversal from the Trump administration. The Justice Department now calling for the entire Affordable Care Act to be eliminated. Today, Democrats announcing a new plan protecting those with pre-existing conditions.
In this House, with a Democratic majority, we're here to strengthen those protections and to lower health care costs.
Striking down the Affordable Care Act would put health care in jeopardy for millions of Americans.
Apple is moving into the content business. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New services announced at a big event on Monday at its Cupertino, California headquarters. Among those, Apple TV Plus, the company's new subscription platform for original TV programming. Also, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced a new subscription service called Apple News Plus.
I love the feeling of being at the newsstand. With all those beautiful and thought-provoking magazines covering so many topics. Well, today, we're bringing magazines to Apple News. All of these magazines come to life in an all-new service that we call Apple News Plus.
For $9.99 a month, you get access to more than 300 magazines and newspapers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.